For me, I just have to, you know, obviously cram all my film in, you know, all those things. You know, the number one thing is recovery in a week like this, is you just got to get your body ready to play a game in a lot less time. So, you know, there's some tough things that come with it, but, you know, like Coach Del Rio says, nobody cares, you know. Nobody cares at the end of the day. You got to go play.
What did you do, like, say, already that you wouldn't have done up to now? You went right home after the game and started with film already? Or?
Yeah, I only gave myself maybe 2 hours at home, you know, to enjoy my family and things like that, and kind of just said, all right, fellas, you know, I got to get back to work. So I usually do that anyway before I go to bed, but it was more of a, not a kick out, but more of a, hey, I got to get to work.
So that's film study? And just
Yeah.
Has the fact that you faced them before this year, faced a few times already in your career, does that ease the coach? Does it make it easier in terms of?
Yes. You know, it helps with personnel. You know, like if you were playing like a completely new team, new players that you haven't played before, that'd be tough, you know, because you got to, you know, you not only do you got to see the scheme, you got to see all those things, you got to see how each player plays certain plays and routes and things like that. I mean, there's a lot, you know, that goes into it. So it's nice to have that background, but I still go through my same process. So, you know, it's all jammed in there, but, you know, it's obviously well worth it if you can go out there and get a win.
The fact that they've added what appears to be a pretty much a full-strength Justin Houston since the last time you played him, forward on the other side.
Yep. Yeah, you know, Justin Houston is one of the best players in this league, you know, and it's, you know, you guys know I love playing against, you know, him, I love playing against Vaughn, I love playing against these guys because they're the best, and, you know, that's what you sign up for when you decide to play football, is someday, you know, you want to compete against the best, so I'm happy that he's healthy and doing well. You know, obviously I never want injuries for anybody, so I'm glad he's back, and I'm glad he's doing some good things, but you know, I do look forward to competing against them. It's going to be tough. You know, obviously it's going to be hard, especially going to their place, but obviously we're looking forward to it.
Did it kind of feel like a flashback for you yesterday, Derek, working exclusively out of the shotgun, like back in college?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, a little bit. Brought me back to my Fresno days a little bit, so that was nice with the tempo and those kind of things. So that was cool. But, you know, it's stuff that, you know, we work a lot on it in the off season. So it was cool to actually, you know, take it out there and use it against Buffalo. You know what? All these games, you know, it's like Groundhog Day for me. I'm on to the next one. Okay. To be honest, I don't remember. I don't think so. You know, I don't think so. But, you know, it's definitely something that we've, you know, we have and we can do.
Yeah, I think Pro Football Focus had you only doing 2 snaps out of the pistol all year until yesterday.
Gotcha. Wow. Okay. There you go. They know better than me.
When the first game against the Chiefs was like the only time all year where you guys like kind of
Yeah.
Is that something that kind of sticks in your craw and you take with you, or are you just, like you said, the Groundhog Day thing? Don't even think of that.
To be honest, it's the Groundhog Day thing. You know, it's like, you know, everyone asks, you know, they've beaten you this many times and, you know, these things and all that. And, like, when I'm preparing for these guys, it never goes through my head. You know, that stuff never has a determining factor on anything I write down, anything that goes on in my brain or anything like that. So I just prepare for them just like I do any other game. You know, I prepare for them the same way that I do for everybody. So, you know, I'm going to go out there, and I'm looking forward to competing against them, though, this time.
Is it a little frustrating in the sense that you guys have only 2 losses, but then it comes down to a dogfight in the division, the fact that you are keep having to, you know, they're nipping at your game right behind you?
It's not frustrating for us. It just shows how good our division is. You know, I think it's a cool thing, to be honest. I think it's awesome. You know, competition brings the best out of everybody, you know, and it's been like that all year. We've all been right there with each other, and we've all been pushing each other. So it's fun, man. It's all competition, you know, and that's what makes this game so fun is when it's like that. You know, I think obviously we have the best division in football. And so you see, you know, when we all get together and play each other, you see, you know, no matter who's playing who, it's always a good game.
Any memories from your first Thursday night game against Kansas City?
My first what?
Thursday night game against Kansas City.
Oh, yeah, man, I just remember talking to Sean the whole game. I remember me and Sean had a lot of good conversations, and the other guys were getting mad at him for talking to me.
you're undefeated in the primetime game. Uh-huh. Is there something special about those games for you?
The only thing that's different is the lights are on, you know, to be honest. You know, it's cool for the fans and stuff like that they get a game halfway through the week, but, you know, for us as players, we just, honestly, we treat it like another game.
You played in Minnesota.
Yeah, I played in a lot of cold games. You know, there was the one I can remember most recent off the top of my head, I played in Reno, and that got down to about 8, you know, and things like that. So I honestly don't mind the cold. I like it, you know, and I think my wife gets mad at me for that because I always have the air on. So, I love the cold, so I don't mind the cold, you know, and if it snows a little bit, that'll be fun too. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. You know, we'll see. You know, hopefully it's something else. You know, hopefully it's more like dominate or something like that. So these games aren't so close and all these things. You know, I'm just kidding, man. But I honestly don't know, man. I just think that, you know, the way that we've built this culture from the ground up, from learning how to practice, compete, you know, against one another. We're learning how to win games, you know, at whatever cost it takes, you know, whether it's Khalil stripping somebody or Tay running the ball in or Seth catching another game winner. You know, it's, you know, we're just learning how to win games at any cost. And I think that the more experience we have of doing that, the more situations we're in, we're going to be able to look back and say, well, we've done this before. And we'll always have that little bit of confidence.
You and Khalil came in, you guys talked about as part of that draft class, changing yeah. your culture.
That's right. To be completely honest, the things he was saying was everything that me and Khalil were saying to each other. So we were saying it a year prior, you know, we were kind of prepping it for him, you know, and, you know, when he showed up, it was like, man, this is awesome. Cause this is exactly the things we've been talking about. And, you know, our whole class, man, we just wanted to go out and show people how to work, how to compete. You know, we didn't care how old we were, you know, we didn't care that we were rookies. We didn't care about any of that. We cared about winning and, you know, one day winning here. And so, I thought that was really important to us. And when Coach Del Rio showed up, man, he, you know, kind of like it, you know, the spark kind of lit fire.
What stands out when you see Eric Berry?
I'm sorry?
Eric Berry, what stands out?
Amazing football player, pro bowler, one of the best this game has ever seen. I think that what he went through, obviously, in his own life, and to see what he's doing now, as a football fan, I couldn't be happier for him. You know, I know he's a great guy. I know guys that played with him think he's, you know, awesome and such a great guy. I know he loves football, and so, you know, I have nothing but good things to say about him. I'm a huge fan, except when we play him.
Hey, Derek, how would you describe the personality or the mentality of your group of offensive linemen?
Oh, they're nasty, violent. You know, I think that they love contact, you know. And I think that, you know, that they have something about them, man, that they don't like, you know, their guy hitting me or hitting Tay or hitting our backs, you know. And I think that that's a quality that you have to have in an offensive line is, you know, they are competing their tails off against each other to make sure their guy doesn't hit, you know, the ball carrier. And I think that that's really special, you know. And Gabe, you know, Gabe tells me all the time, you know, even if his guy like came and like brushed my shoulder pad, he tells me, I'm sorry, man. It's like, dude, it's okay. Sometimes it makes me feel a part of the team, you know, when I get hit. So, I think that they're violent. I think that they're hard workers. And, you know, I think that, you know, that pretty much defines them. Yeah.
Have you found that an easy thing to do, or is the fact that everybody's talking about you and there's all kinds of stuff going on around you, so it's easy for you to ignore, or just stuff you need help with?
You know, sometimes it's hard for me, to be honest, because I'm so nice. Like, I try to be nice to everybody, and, you know, a lot of people try and take advantage of it, you know, and that's just the truth. That's me being very honest with you, which I always am. And, you know, I'm trying to learn as we go through it how to say no and things like that, and I think I'm getting pretty good at it now. You know, and how to tell people no, because, you know, everyone just wants a piece of, you know, what's going on. They didn't much want a piece of it when we were 3-13, you know. So, you know, you can really, you know, have that inner circle of people that you really love and, you know, you can trust and, you know, you just, you know, kind to everybody else.
Is it a boost to have Mario out on the practice list that you've seen him, you know, to be out as long as he had and sure to get him back out there was nice to see, right?
Man, yes, I think it fired us all up, you know, to see him out there, just to see what he's went through in the last year. Again, another thing where, you know, this game is a lot more than just a game. I mean, this is, you know, this affects our lives, you know, physically sometimes, you know, and to see him back out there doing something that he loves, I know that felt good, you know, for him.
Come more here, guys.
Can you tell me what the most significant thing you've learned from your brother's experience? And I know locally you guys are probably talking about
that. Yeah, no problem. You know, I think the coolest thing he ever said to me was, you're going to be praised and you're going to be criticized. Ignore both because neither matter. I think that that's something that stuck with me ever since my college days. And I think another thing that stuck out to me that he never had to say, I just saw it for myself, was, you know, he never pointed a finger. You know, he always shouldered the blame. And, you know, I always thought to myself, like, man, he must make a lot of mistakes, you know. And then I remember one day I was like, man, I know what's going on with football. I'm going to watch some of his games. And I watched his games, and a lot of those mistakes he was taking the blame for were not his fault. And it just, you know, it showed me the kind of character that he had, and it showed me that's the kind of guy that I wanted to be as I got older.
In what ways have you seen Murray grow as a runner between this year and last? Maybe between now and earlier this year.
You talking about Latavius?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. He, you know, I think that he's just getting more comfortable. I know he didn't play much his rookie year, right? If I remember right, he was hurt. And then my rookie year was his second year. Yeah, and you know, I think that was the first time he really got carries was against Kansas City in that Thursday night game. And you know, I think from that point on, he has just grown like any other football player would. You know, it's like the more experience you get, you know, just like C. Wood would always tell me, the jump from year one to year two is crazy. From two to three is even, you know, even more crazy. And you know, it's so right, and it's same thing for him. Is the more that he keeps playing, the more carries, the more times he sees that front, the more with that run, you know, the more he's just gonna get more comfortable, and it's gonna become second nature, and I think we've seen that.